The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
No threat to the community at large. They're concerned about the healthcare workers who treated Thomas Eric Duncan in this hospital, but they say there's really no threat to Nina Fum's neighbors.
All right, we're talking about, of course, Ebola. That's the kind of reporting that you're hearing all over the place. It still is ground zero, in a sense, in the United States. Here we are in a little satellite studio of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and 10 miles down the road, that's where Nina Fum is lying. Apparently, she's doing a lot better, and that's the best news in this whole thing. But in the meantime, the Dallas nurses are pretty upset that all the fingers were pointed at them, that they must have broken protocol. The nurses are shooting back at the CDC and saying, you know, wait a second, Jack, there were no protocols. So check this out. The guidelines, as it turns out, the true story at this hospital is the guidelines constantly were changing. One, when Thomas Duncan was being treated, they had no way to deal with all the hazardous waste. It was, according to the nurses, almost stacked up to the ceiling. They had no way to get rid of it. So there was no protocol for that, obviously, which you would think would be one of the number one things on the list. The other thing was, the nurses, when they got this, like, protective gear, their necks weren't covered. So, duh, after a couple of times, they decided, you know what, you need to cover your neck. So get some medical tape and put about 5 pieces of medical tape and wrap it around your neck. That's what they were told to do. And then they had to remove the tape from their neck. Great. On top of it, they had no training. Zippo. It wasn't like they had, okay, boom, quickly we all got to meet. You are the 5 people that are going to be in and out of the isolation unit, and here's what you need to do. Here's what you need to be really careful of. Even the simplest, zip, nothing, nada. They say they did get an email about a hospital seminar buried in the bunch of other ones, but they just treated it like it was no big deal. So I love the fact that the nurses are standing up for themselves and saying, hey, don't blame this on the nurse, especially the one that's got Ebola, who's lying in a hospital bed, because you're saying we didn't follow protocols, but they didn't exist. The nurses in that hospital are fuming. So what happened was they were so upset. The nurses were so upset because they were tired of seeing every single news show that up there, that they had broken protocol. So what they did was they contacted the National Nurses United, and they talked to the executive director, because at this hospital, Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, of course, they don't have a union. They went to them and said, listen, this is, you know, we need someone to help us. This is crazy. They're blaming us. I mean, these are startling claims. How important is this when it comes to other infections? How many other people could have been infected? And the nurses are saying, listen, we don't want any more retaliation, because we're not in a union. There's unions don't exist in the state of Texas. And so they said, we need help. Duncan's admitted. He was left for hours, not in isolation. There were 7 other patients in that area. There was nothing happening. You didn't tell us anything to do. And we take this seriously, and we comply. So don't blame us. Stop blaming the nurses, CDC. And they're, and you know, the CDC, the only thing they're saying is, we're committed to safety. We'll continue to do everything possible to make sure they have what they need so they can prepare to safely manage Ebola patients. What kind of nonsense is that? See, remember when this came out, I said that. I said, what kind of protocols? The CDC saying they broke protocols, what are they talking about? And sure enough, look, there was another story to this. So how ridiculous. Doesn't make you feel safe, does it? Oh, yeah, there was other patients in the emergency room. There were other The nurses were exposed. Oh, the hazardous waste was up to the ceiling. There was no way to dispose of it. That's crazy, especially since the CDC went there as soon as the whole Thomas Duncan thing happened. I can't imagine that they didn't take into account all these people that would be treating him and have a serious conversation about, all right, this can happen, look for this. You wouldn't think about it, but you pull some piece of clothing off and it touches something. I mean, if anything, you would think they would give them the 911 on how to be safe, because this is what we do. But sure enough, the nurses had to stand up for themselves. And as I said, the nurse who got Ebola, the 26-year-old, apparently is doing okay, which is the good news. She got the blood transfusion from Dr. Kent Brantley, who had Ebola. Those antibodies are what are helping her bounce back. So good for Brantley, because he's helped a lot of people that have come down with Ebola. And whenever he can, he even tried to help Tom Duncan, but the blood wasn't a match. So she's reported to be in good condition as of Tuesday evening. And she's telling people she's okay and thanking them for wishing her well and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But telling the world that she's surviving, that she's got family and friends and doctors and nurses and, you know, all that. How scary that must be. I mean, absolutely frightening to be laying there. And then all this other stuff is unfolding in the meantime. All right, so Ebola still is heavily on the minds of a lot of people because, you know, what do we know and what did the CDC get wrong and is it cropping up anywhere else? Did somebody else come through? And there's the concern about the border, and of course there'd be concern at the border. And I don't think this has anything to do with politics. If you do have people that come across the border, they're frightened, they're trying to get out of another country and they're coming up through Central or South America or whatever, they're just trying to get away from it. And in doing that and crawling away from it, the obvious thing is what's happening in Liberia. That's where you could get the spread, because somebody develops the case of Ebola and they're just not going to play. So they're not going to immediately go to the hospital and say, listen, I've been exposed to Ebola. I had to get out of the country. I figured I would get better medical care, so this is what I did. They're not going to do that. But that's the problem they had. If you remember when we had Dr. Stone on the other night, she talked about it. She said what's not being talked about as much is they have problems with the burying the dead there, and they have problems with the checkpoints and the curfews and circumventing that, because then they've got Ebola and they're spreading it through avoiding going for medical treatment. And she even emphasized the point that in Liberia, they had a much better chance of surviving it if they stepped forward the second they had any kind of symptoms. But the stigmatism was so great there that people didn't want to do it. They wanted to deny it or get away from it or whatever. And if they're doing that and they come in the United States through other ways, well, then of course we have a serious problem. All right, what do you think? We hear all these stories about protocol, but oh, wait a second, there's more to that story. How safe do you feel about what the CDC is doing? Should we have an outbreak of Ebola? 855-266-5283. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Next on America Tonight, we're going to talk to Anne-Marie Crowell, whose 12-year-old son was accidentally shot when he was playing with one of his good friends. Didn't realize that the single mother, his friend's single mother, had a gun for her protection, and she had hid it under a mattress. And she tells the sad, sad story of what happened right around one of the holidays. It was right around Christmas time. And what she's done in light of that to try to help other people so they don't end up in that same situation. As many of you know, or maybe you don't know, I'm a proponent of the Second Amendment, but I always say it's about gun safety and let's be real and not stupid about it. And what she's talking about is exactly that. It coincides with, like, school safety week. And what Anne-Marie is talking about is, why not ask? So if you are going over to someone's house, you have a young child, I don't know, 7, 8, whatever, and you have no clue their parents from down the street or, you know, 5 streets over, ask the question. Do you have a gun in your house? Do you have, is it locked in a safe? Is it, you know, a hand safe? Is it whatever? And I think that's smart, because then you know, you understand what the protocol is, and then there's no sad, freak, crazy thing that happened. And she talks about the fact that it is an accident, but think of the people that have to live with that. They lose a son that they can barely, I mean, they can't get over it. They just have to live with it. Then you've got the mother who is riddled with guilt, and you have the poor boy who shot him accidentally in the head. And of course it was unintentional and is just distraught over that and has to live with that. Makes sense to me. All right, we're talking about, now we've been talking about Ebola and all this craziness, blaming the nurses, and then it turns out they really got no direction on this whole Ebola thing, and they're treating Tom Duncan. And you would think, I mean, isn't that common sense? You would think, okay, listen, here I am, CDC, on the ground. I've been in these areas before. Nothing is 100%, but here's what has to happen. Instead of, oh, your neck was exposed, why don't you wrap some tape around it? Mark in Washington, hello.
Hi.
Hey, hi, what's on your mind?
I called for Ebola, but I'll start with a very short, clean joke.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why Beethoven got rid of his chickens?
Why?
He got tired of them running around saying bok, 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 bok all the time.
Okay. Do I have your permission? I'm using that. I like that joke.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, it is good. I love it.
So anyway, the Ebola thing, you know, first we were told that it wouldn't get here. And then we were told we have total control. And then they can't do anything even basically right. You or I could have gone in and managed that situation better than it was. And so you start wondering if you can trust the federal government at all. Then you look at Obama, who hit a milestone yesterday and hit his 200th round of golf. You got Biden, you got Holder, you got Kerry, you got Pelosi, and you got Boehner. In my lifetime, I don't think there's been any point at which we have been so leaderless in this country. I mean, name a leader,
yeah.
Name a real leader.
Yeah, well said, yeah. Yep, absolutely. We'd be in shock and awe if that happened. But you're right, there is no buck stops here. This is accountability. We're all about reaction instead of action in front of things. Absolutely.
And if you're out there and you voted for Obama, are you proud the fact that he just did his 200th round of golf when the world is burning? And I got one more thing to say about Ebola, and I called my local radio station and said this about 6 weeks ago. In Africa, they've got all these factors. They don't trust outsiders. They don't believe in our medicine. They've come in with guns and removed people. They are sneaking around. They got people going on strike. I cannot even imagine a scenario where this is going to be put under control.
Yeah, boy, somebody said that.
Now the fatality rate, according to today's news, gone from 70% on average, from 50 to 70. And, I mean, as long as people are sneaking around and crossing borders and getting on flights, you know, the guy that came here, it may have been he was just dishonest, or it may have been that he thought, if I stay in Liberia, I'll die. If I come to America, I might live. How many more of those guys are going to do that? I don't think this pandemic can be controlled.
Yeah, you know what, Mark? I am right there with you. That's why I said we should not have the flights going back and forth, thank you, the way they are because of that. And I agree with what Mark said. You've heard me say this before. I don't know for sure what it was with Thomas Duncan, but I'm betting that he was frightened. He was scared to death, just like Dr. Stone told us as she came back from Liberia only a handful of days ago and talked to some of the survivors and was in those quarantined areas. And as she said, there's a real stigmatism to it because, boom, you get it. Everybody thinks you are dead man walking or dead child walking or dead woman walking, which Mark pointed that out, and which she pointed out to us, 70% fatality rates in Africa. So what do you think is going to happen? Let me get out of here. I want to try to survive. If I go to the United States, I have a better chance. Maybe I'll get some experimental drug that I can't get here, which that's not happening. Although Dr. Kent Brantley would have given Thomas Duncan his blood. He tried to. But the types didn't match up. He couldn't do it. Otherwise, he would have done that. So he would have gotten that treatment that maybe would have helped him. Because remember, they missed it the first time around. So he was projectile vomiting by the time he got to the hospital the second time around, riddled with Ebola. And I agree in the fact that I think it's incredibly worrisome that every step of the way we're told, don't worry. I mean, hey, We've got this. We're doing everything to protect all of you in the United States. Our hospitals are ready, except for when we hear from the nurses, they don't even have any protocol and hazardous materials just building up because they have no way to deal with it when they know they have the first patient with Ebola in the United States. That's how they handled it. Didn't get the hazmat waste in the first place from his apartment until after the fact, days and days later. We do not have a handle on this. And I know you all know that. I hope we do not end up with a pandemic, but think about it. I'm panicked. I'm in Liberia. I get out. That's what I said about, you know, when someone calls and they talk about the border, and there'll be other people who say, ah, that's just ridiculous. They're just throwing that border stuff out. Not really, because how would you try to get away from your situation? It's about survival, baby. So I have a kid, and we're in Liberia. We're in one of those West African countries. As a mother, what would I do? I want my kid to survive. I want to try to have a chance at survival. I have relatives in the United States. You bet if I can get out of there, I am getting out of there. And if we develop some symptom, body aches, low-grade fever, if we can get through customs, are we really going to say, well, yeah, you know, there were a bunch of people around us that got Ebola. We try to be really, really careful, though. We wore gloves, and we did this, and we did that. No way. I mean, it's human nature. This is the fight for survival. So West Africa has to be contained. Because the more people that get out of West Africa with Ebola, the more dangerous it is to the rest of us. And especially because we're not stopping the flights. We are screening people at five different airports. But what if it is just like Thomas Duncan and it's incubating? How would we know that? And especially if somebody wants to get through to give themselves a fighting chance. They're not. Would you say that? Would you say, we had lots of people around us with Ebola. I just don't know that you would be compelled to tell the truth when you thought you were scratching and clawing to make it. And if you could just get through, then you'll get the treatment you need. You're not going to be pushed aside or sent back. I think there is also, and remember, in some cases, there's such a language barrier. It depends. So there are a lot of reasons that we could miss this at the checkpoints, at the border, plenty of places where that could happen. It's very, very scary. I really think you cannot take this lightly, because if it gets a hold of you, gets a hold of someone you know, it's a coin flip. How quickly do you know? And especially because of the misconceptions about how you get it. Sneeze in the air, wrong place, somebody touched something, and then there was bodily fluids, who knows? I mean, certainly this young nurse thought that she was okay. She wasn't thinking that she was going to get Ebola, and then look what happened. Stay with us next. We're talking to Anne-Marie Crowell about her son's death and what she's doing about it.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I know a lot of you are passionate about the gun issue here, listeners in all those nooks and crannies across America. And I have to tell you, we're pleased to welcome to the show Anne-Marie Crowell, who is in our virtual green room. She's part of a campaign. The Brady Center just announced a national campaign for a future where no child is killed by a parent's gun. It'll coincide with America's Safe Schools Week that is coming up. And Anne-Marie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And we should tell people Anne-Marie's involved, as so many others are too, lending their time, telling their stories. And Anne-Marie's son, Brian, was killed in an unintentional shooting at a friend's home. And Anne-Marie, because as we're telling these stories, that's the idea, to tell people, listen, this happens. This happens. And, you know, we're not going to sweep it under the rug. So tell us about your situation and what happened and going through that and coming out on the other end.
Okay, well, it was Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1997, and I was at work and scheduled to get out at 4 o'clock. And about 2 o'clock that afternoon, my son called me. Mom, is it okay if I go over to my friend's house to play? And I said, sure, but, you know, make sure you're home when I get home from work, because we have, I'm Italian, and we have a traditional Christmas Eve gathering, friends and family, open house, 30, 35 people expected. So he went off to his friend's house, and about 3:45, my daughter, who was 15 at the time, decided she better call Brian and tell him to come home because I'd be getting out of work and my husband and family gathering. So as she called her brother at his friend's house, Brian was on the phone with her, his sister.
Yeah.
And his friend decided, I got to show Brian the gun that I found. So while Brian was on the phone, the boy thought he had unloaded the gun. He opened it and didn't count the bullets that came out and was doing click, 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 waiting for my son to get off the phone. Thank goodness he had just hung the phone up when the third click of that gun and a bullet came out of it. And it struck Brian in the neck. And he didn't, it wasn't immediate. He just said, I can't believe you shot me, were his last words to his friend as he tried to get out of the room and to get home. He only made it to the living room floor.
Wow.
That's when his friend called 911 immediately, He got paramedics there. And he was taken to the hospital. I received a call at work. My husband received the same call that there had been an accident and we should come to the hospital. We went to the hospital, and I was greeted by a security guard, which I thought was a little strange, and to be brought into a room with my husband there and be told that my son had been shot. First was disbelief, how does this happen? We don't own a gun. What's going on? We didn't know the story. But we were allowed to be with Brian as he was taken from the ER to the OR. And our last vision of him was being on a gurney straddled with a nurse massaging him, and off to the OR they went. It took about 2 hours, and by now, by this time, everyone that was coming to our home for celebration had now gathered at the hospital, and the doctor came out to tell us that they had done everything they could, and he only had a few breaths left, and my husband and I would be allowed to be in with him until he died, which we did. And so it was like that moment. Christmas Eve was the end of Brian's life, a 12-year-old boy who, hadn't really begun to live. And it was the beginning of a new life for us. And within a few months, like Christmas Day, instead of gifts, we were at a funeral home picking out a casket and planning a funeral. Mm-hmm. The next days, it was kind of a blur, but yet I try to remember it vividly. It'll be 17 years this year, but it feels like it happened yesterday. I have a 12-year-old boy forever. And I decided, I'm not going to let this death, be in vain. And I've got to do something. And I just became involved. I was looking for support, and I was reaching out for support. And I eventually was in touch with the ASK campaign, where they encourage parents to ask. Asking saves kids. Ask before you send your child over to play. Is there a gun in the home? If so, how is it stored? I immediately embraced this campaign because it's non-political. It's something that you and I or any parent or grandparent or caregiver can do. You never, no matter how old the child is, when, Brian was 12, I'm not with him 24/7. But as a parent, you try to protect your child. That's what you do when you're nurturing your children. And it's not something I had ever thought of. The gun issue wasn't, we didn't have a gun. Had I known there was a gun in that home, I found out later that the gun was registered, legal. She was a single mom. She had acquired the gun for her own protection from an abusive husband. The boy had helped his mother flip her mattress and saw that's where she had the gun. She decided she didn't feel comfortable with him knowing where the gun was. So a few days later, she moved its location. She just moved it, but she didn't unlock it. You know, she didn't lock it, rather. She didn't unload it. She just relocated it and also had a talk with him that this is very dangerous and you have to promise me you won't touch. You know, you're talking a boy that was almost 14 years old, a curious child. That's normal, curious children, you know.
Right.
So it's like putting a bowl of candy in front of them and saying, now, don't you touch that. You know, like, come on. You know, I always say she was I knew her. It's not like we were best friends, but I knew her. She was a nice lady, but she made a very big mistake that now we are, you know, minus the child. We are the ones that did not own a gun, and we're minus the child. But not only is our life changed forever and Brian lost his life, but she has to live with the fact that it was her gun. Her son has to live his life knowing he killed his best friend. It, you know, there was no animosity there. They were not playing with the gun. It was just a simple curiosity. You know, they say it's an accident, but to me it's not an accident because it was preventable.
Right, and I think it's powerful what you're saying, and I hope so many people are getting that message. And is that why it's for you, it's great to be with other parents, to hear their stories, and to spread that message? Because do you feel the more that that's out there, the more precautions will be taken and that doesn't happen again?
Every time I do speak, you know, people say, oh, I never thought of it that way. Or, you know, everyone, you know, the gun issue is so big. And you hear the Sandy Hooks and the, you know, Aurora. You hear all these mass shootings and people say, we've got to put an end. You got to. But, you know, I take Brian's death. He was one person. It wasn't a mass shooting. But, you know, this happens all the time. It just doesn't get the national attention that a mass shooting gets. And if people really, really want to help, that is one step that you can take. It's not political. It's common sense that if, you know, if you want to own a gun, that's your right to own a gun. I'm not saying ban the guns. I'm not getting political at all. Mm-hmm. I'm saying if you want to own a gun, as a responsible gun owner, you must lock it up. You must safeguard it. You know, we've gotten the arguments that people say it's my gun and I will do with it what I want. Okay, fine. When it's in your possession and you have control over it, I guess what you want to do with it is what you want to do with it. But if that gun is left accessible to a child, that's your responsibility or irresponsibility, you know.
Right.
If you're sending your child to a home that has a swimming pool, if they're a younger child, you want to know, is there a fence around it? Is anyone going to be watching the kids? If they have a peanut allergy, do you question before you send your child? You know, you do all these things instinctively as a parent. And I really feel that if they added this question or this, you know, started this conversation and kept it going, that, you know, we're not going to hear about the lives we saved. That I understand. You know, you only hear the terrible things that happen. But I feel that I put myself on a mission, as mother on a mission, that I'm going to spread this message. And hopefully one person will hear what I'm saying. You know, no parent should have to bury their child. I feel we, you know, my husband and I belong to a club that we don't want any more members, you know.
Right.
If that's ever going to happen, we hope it does. But we don't, you know, it's a hard road to follow. It really is. But, I say we just have to start talking, conversing with people. And then I also tell people that if you're too embarrassed, you know, people say, oh, I could never ask that question. I'm so embarrassed. If you're too embarrassed to ask the question, then you close your eyes and you imagine what your life would be without your child.
Mm. Wow, so powerful. Mrs. C, I have so much respect for you. Keep spreading the word. And thank you for joining us on America Tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up. Turn it on. Shake it up. Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us here on America Tonight. Powerful story that you just heard there. Just really the gut-wrenching story of any parent coming to grips with that. I like the idea. You should know. As she gave the example, the pool, we've seen that's happened to kids. Gun, same thing. Is it locked up? I said that before. Lockbox, what's the situation there? I think that's all fair and makes sense. I know that I would be very, very careful if children were in the house. And that just is something that maybe in that case, it was such a crazy accident. They weren't thinking. They just weren't thinking that the mother certainly wasn't thinking that was going to happen, and pretty rough. All right, many of you have emailed the show once again, so let's go check the email.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Brad, who says, Kate, it's been a couple of weeks since I've emailed you, but I got to tell you, this Ebola stuff is very worrisome. I'm sure there's a lot of words I could use, but worrisome will do. I think there are plenty of people that are trying to get out of Liberia and come to the United States. After all, if I were in that position, I have to be honest, I would do the very same thing. Why wouldn't I try to get my family out of harm's way. You bet I would. That's my job as a parent, as a husband. So wherever I had to take my family and run, I would do exactly that. You had a doctor on who talked about it, and she nailed it. She was there. She saw. She saw how people reacted and how they were trying to scram. And this is really what we're dealing with here in the United States. How many people that scram are going to end up in our backyard? Well, yes, we've been talking about that. How do you determine, or how, I shouldn't say how do you determine. That's the problem we have. The problem is people that would naturally want to help their kids, which who can blame anyone for that, would be potentials for getting out of their country and bringing Ebola to some other place. This is why British Airways, because and they have so many Liberians. That's why British Airways said, forget about it. We can't do it. We're going to suspend those flights because they were concerned about that. All right, here's one from Joseph who says, hello, show. Hello, friends. Hello, people who are listening to ATN. I don't know if you saw this or not, Kate, but the favorite punching bag of everyone, Kim Jong-un, has suddenly made an appearance. I don't know if he had gout or what he had, but he was hobbling along, it looked like, in those photographs. Anyway, isn't it interesting in these communist countries, just like with Castro in Cuba, they never want to appear to show them as being human, as having an operation or being ill or any of that, so they cover it up the best they can, and they have these clandestine procedures. And somehow they manage to keep it under wraps, and then they appear. And that's exactly what happened in the case of Kim Jong-un. Yeah, he's gone for 4 or 5 weeks. There's rumors about gout. There's rumors that he had something wrong with his leg. And the main thing you know is that he's got a cane, and he's walking with a cane, but looks like himself, only that there's just that one little limp thing going on. Interesting how they can hide that. Opposite here in the United States, you know, the president's shot once he feels like he's okay, because they don't want to appear weak either. They're at the hospital. Remember, Reagan, you're at the window and you are waving. You are making sure everyone knows that you are A-okay. How about this one from Pam, who says, hi, Kate. I've been listening and I have to tell you I really get a kick out of your movie review thing. I haven't gone to any movies lately. I'm just waiting for the right kind of movie to come out. Maybe the Kill the Messenger movie. I think you talked about it. That might be the one that gets me to go. I really like Jeremy Renner. I liked him in The Hurt Locker. But so often we stream movies. It's cheaper, it's easier, and hey, we're lazy. Who feels like jumping in the car and going to the movie theater when we can just hang out and stream the thing? I wonder how much Netflix has killed, or other streaming services, has killed a movie business. Well, the movie business, well, that's the whole thing. Then they get their profit once they slam it on streaming, but they want the big screen money too. And the other part is, for the local people who put on the movies, they, you know, the theaters, for them, it's about the concessions, because concessions are big bucks. The amount they charge for candy and popcorn and all of that, that's where they're reeling in some of their big dollars. And that's what they don't want to end. They don't want now they've done a thing, and I think this is at Cinemark, it may be in a lot of different theaters, no matter if you live in a big place or a small place, where they pulled the candy out away from under the glass. You know, like you would go up and there would be candy underneath the glass, but really everybody's getting popcorn and soda or whatever they're getting. And the candy thing, yeah, people got candy, but it was just kind of out of reach. Now they moved it so that as you're waiting in line, you are surrounded by a wall of candy. And I think obviously that's intentional, because that'll get you to look over and say, yeah, maybe I need those Twizzlers or gummy bears or snow caps or whatever it is that they have. I'll grab those up, raisinettes, and then all of a sudden you're there, and then you're getting popcorn, because that's where they're making a profit. But this is movie season coming up. A lot of the blockbusters are either in May and through the summer, or in the winter through the Christmas holidays. So some of the movies people have been waiting for, they'll come out. And sometimes you got to see the movie on the big screen. It's just better to see it in the big screen versus streaming. But, yeah, I think a lot of people would rather just stay home, kick back, if they can wait for a movie to come out they want to see and just stream it that way. All right, let's go to another one. I love it, mixing some things up here. Eddie says, Kate, finally I get a chance to write you a quick email. Love it, girl. Love the show. Keep it up. Dig nailed the score. Promise this week I will call in. How about those Dallas Cowboys? Don't live in Dallas, but I have to say I root for the Cowboys. Good to see them back on top. What do you think their chances are of the Super Bowl? Wow, everybody can be a dreamer. 5-1, man, looks good, doesn't it? Looks good for the Cowboys because they haven't been there in a very long time. They have a great offensive line. They look great against Seattle, in Seattle. And it seems like they're on the way to a decent season. I would not be spouting off they're going to the Super Bowl, however. There are a few obstacles in their way before they get there, and let's see how they do in this next series of games. And then when they get into the meat of the division, really the Eagles game on Thanksgiving Day will be really interesting to see where both of those teams are, because the Giants are going nowhere, that's for sure, and the Redskins have massive woes. So what's going to happen to those two teams, Philly and Dallas, is a big determining factor in the East, and then how far one of those teams emerges. Okay, here's one from Glenn, who says, America Tonight. I've been watching the baseball playoffs, and I have to believe that you are right on, Ms. Delaney. The Kansas City Royals look unstoppable. Get your brooms out. I believe we've got a sweep going on. You could have knocked me over with a feather. I thought the Kansas City Royals would win the series, but I figured it would be a lot tighter than it is. I didn't think that it would be a sweep, but they've been absolutely amazing, and you would not believe how many people are rallying behind the Royals. Could we see what we saw in 85, the Royals and the Cardinals? Well, yeah, but there is a couple of teams determining how they're going to take the spin, and especially with San Francisco, it looks like in that other series it's going to be tougher. San Francisco's not just going to lay down and say, go ahead, St. Louis, that's not happening. But it could end up that way. Think of the storylines, because the history could go back and roll the footage, and that's what they'll do. They'll play that up. Although, think of the television networks. They would have rather seen the Dodgers in there, maybe one of the New York teams, if they were being honest about it. But good for you, Missouri. Good chance you could see your own little piece of history. I think it'd be very cool myself. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.